This foreword was written by Paul David Washer. There seems to be a great abyss separating the biblical theologian and the Christian in the pew. While the theologian is able to climb the Everest of God's truth and be transformed by the vision, he often communicates the vision in a language that is beyond us. Thus, we are left at the mercy of popular Christian literature that is often nothing more than quaint stories, pragmatism, and baptized psychology. The church in contemporary America does not need more strategies, steps, or keys to the Christian life. The church needs truth, and more specifically, the great foundational truths of historical Christianity. In this work, Pastor Charles Leiter has done a great service to the church, in that he has taken two of the greatest doctrines of Scripture and two of the greatest miracles in the Christian life and explained them in simple language without loss of content. As I read through the manuscript of this book, I was amazed at its simplicity and scope. The great doctrines of justification and regeneration can only properly be considered in the context of the other great doctrines of the faith: the holy and righteous character of God, human depravity, propitiation, repentance, faith, and sanctification, to name only a few. Pastor Leiter has not only given us a balanced view of each of these doctrines, but has also demonstrated how they intertwine to form the foundation of the Christian life. Of particular interest to me was the setting forth of a proper view of regeneration. In modern-day evangelism, this precious doctrine has been reduced to nothing more than a human decision to raise one's hand, walk an aisle, or pray a sinner's prayer. As a result, the majority of Americans believe that they have been born again, regenerated, even though their thoughts, words, and deeds are a continual contradiction to the nature and will of God. Pastor Leiter demonstrates that regeneration is the supernatural work of God, whereby the sinner's dead, depraved heart of stone is replaced with a new heart that is both willing and able to respond to God in love and obedience. Secondly, Pastor Leiter deals with Romans 6 and 7 in a logical and consistent manner, which he then communicates to the reader with profound simplicity. Our brother's views concerning these two great chapters have been a source of great strength, comfort, and joy for me down through the years of my own pilgrimage. I have read this book many times before its going to press. I have greatly benefited from its teaching and heartily recommend its contents. May the Spirit of God illuminate your heart and mind, that you may not only understand the Scriptures explained herein, but that they might become a reality in your life. Paul David Washer.